Track and field is a sport of power and speed, and also one with a checkered history when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs. In the past, it has seen Olympians like Ben Johnson and Marion Jones stripped of medals in doping scandals. Now, yesterday, the sport hit a new low. Three well-known athletes from Sprinting Powers, Jamaica, and the United States announced that they had tested positive for banned substances. Joining me to talk about this is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hey, Tom.
Hi, David.
So let's talk about who came forward yesterday. One of the athletes, Tyson Gay, I mean, he's been one of the world's top sprinters in the last 5-10 years, a familiar name in sports. I mean, this is a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is. He announced Sunday that he tested positive. Neither he nor anyone connected to the case will say what the substance was. Now, he reportedly failed an out-of-competition test in mid-May. He said he's withdrawing from next month's World Championships. He's heading to Colorado Springs to the headquarters of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency to be present for testing of his B sample. Athletes' doping tests are divided into an A and a B sample. He failed the A. Usually the B backs that up. Now, Gay is the American 100-meter record holder. He's now 30 years old and hasn't really been dominant in recent years. 2007 was a high point. He won 3 golds in the World Championships. But injuries have kept him from creating a great rivalry, say, with Usain Bolt. This season, he was healthy, running very well. Last month, he ran his fastest 100 of the year, the fastest 100 of the year. And finally, a showdown with Bolt seemed to be coming next month at the World Championships. Not anymore.
Well, he's made what's being reported as an emotional mea culpa in an interview yesterday with the Associated Press. What exactly did he say?
Yeah, he reportedly was in tears when he spoke to the AP. He said, and I'm quoting here, "I don't have a sabotage story. I don't have any lies. I don't have anything to say to make this seem like it was a mistake or it was on USADA's hands, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, someone playing games. I don't have any of those stories." But then, David, interestingly, Gay seems to create one of those stories when he went on to say, "I basically put my trust in someone and I was let down." Now, he didn't go further. He didn't say who the someone was or how he was let down. Now, the irony of this, David, is that Tyson Gay has been one of the most outspoken athletes against doping. He's part of a U.S. anti-doping agency program called My Victory, and he volunteered for increased drug testing, and he gave a testimonial that said, "I compete clean because I really believe in fairness, and besides that, my mom would kill me."
Oh,
so,
wow.
Those are his words, yeah.
So there's an American. We also had two high-profile sprinters from Jamaica who tested positive, and that's a country that's really been dominating the speed events in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Asafa Powell once held the 100-meter world record, and Powell was the last great Jamaican male sprinter before the rise of Usain Bolt. He tested positive for a banned stimulant. So did his teammate, Sharon Simpson, who's won several Olympic medals, including silver in the women's 100 at the 2008 Beijing Games. Their agent said that the athletes are devastated and the doping was inadvertent. But this confirms suspicions by skeptics in recent years as the Jamaican sprinters have dominated, and then there's been skepticism that the small country's anti-doping efforts aren't really exactly rigorous. But these positive tests and another recent positive test by another top female Jamaican sprinter, Veronica Campbell-Brown, perhaps show that the Jamaican anti-doping efforts are becoming more rigorous.
All right, big news in the world of track and field. Three well-known athletes announcing they tested positive for banned drugs. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks.
You're welcome, David.